Radio Waltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2025.
Als Elektronikmusiker, als Electronic Musician, ist es natürlich das Instrument, Hauptinstrument. Geräusch ertönt, dann will der Computer, dass man sich mit ihm befasst. So, jetzt gehen wir mal an Oszillator Nummer 2.
Nie langweilen auf der Fahrt zum Mars. Ja, könntet ihr dauernd das mit seinen Computern machen.
Das ist Musik, ne?
Live from the Superbooth 2025 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
So, jetzt muss ich wieder Technik machen. Gleich kommt Mordax mit einem neuen Dingsy. Da ist er schon, aber erstmal spielen wir noch Musik. Der ist nämlich auch gerade vorbeigehuscht. Brettschneider treibt sich hier rum. Und ich spiele aber eine Cover von seinen Hits.
wow, 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 alles soll nach Trickbeat klingen, alle sollen Trickbeat singen. Das ist ein schönes Tribut, da hast du ja was rausgesucht. Ein richtiger Klassiker von der Ich-AG-Geige.
Ja, war so eine kleine Single. Lustigerweise habe ich die raubkopiert, das heißt, ich habe sie mir digitalisiert, weil ja hier kein Schallplattenspieler ist.
Das hast du gut gemacht, das war eine gute Situation. Ich finde auch, der Übergang zwischen Arbeitslosigkeit und Modularsynthese wird ja hier also personifiziert auch gar nicht genug wiedergegeben.
Ja, und hier ist überall Trickbeat am Start.
Wie zum Beispiel jetzt auch, wir haben einen Gast zu Gast und zwar den unfangbarsten Gast der Superbuch. Seit Jahren möchten wir ihn gerne da haben und zwar Mordax. Hi, I actually don't even know your name.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Brandon Fessler from Mordax Systems.
Hi Brandon, this is Slow Pete and this is Jero.
What's up guys?
He's from P-Radio, the guys, and they have regular radio shows, and we're here at Superbooth, and I finally get to talk to Mordax, which is amazing, because for years I've been coming to the Superbooth, trying to find out, where is Mordax? Does he have a new module? And there's always a black cloth up over your system,
yeah.
And we always think, oh my god, no, and I come back every day in the morning to see, is he here? No, he's not there, he has something to do.
We don't like the morning so much.
No,
More of a night guy.
The nights here are also very amazing on the grounds, right?
Yeah, so much good music here. Like, it's such an impressive event. So
yeah.
Overwhelming senses are filled.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things. Frank Brettschneider, who was just here, had a confession to make and said he was probably one of the first Mordax data users to make you compliment
He was, and it was a great honor because I've been a big fan of his music for so long.
Oh, wow.
And the first time we met him was at Superbooth. I think it was, 2016, 2017?
Nice.
It was at the Funkhaus. It was before the Fez. And I was like, oh, Frank, I have to apologize. We're still in production because he had pre-ordered for us. But that was a nice thing to see him every year still.
Now I have to ask you, I've just come into this very naive, but may I ask where are you from?
We're from Vancouver, Washington, which is just over the bridge from Portland, Oregon. So that's where I was born and raised, Portland, Oregon. That's the West Coast, U.S.
It's very naturally beautiful area as well.
We are known for our nature, yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. So we already had this topic earlier with a band who just performed in New York last week. So there might be also, I'm not trying to get too deep into the situations, but it's interesting for a few reasons for me. Because one, you said you knew Frank Brettschneider's music from a long time ago already.
Yeah.
And how does one know about Frank Brettschneider coming from Vancouver, Washington?
Yeah, the other Vancouver. It's a common problem. That's why I just say Portland. The internet. Luckily, growing up far away from the centers of this kind of music, because of the internet, we were able to listen and
Joy, yeah, very nice. I'm so glad to see this travel to the world. I come from the opposite spectrum. I used to live in the same town and I used to see him perform as a young child and he was this gentleman of the arts, so to speak.
Quite,
and,
yes.
And so it's a very interesting space here where we can bridge the gap all over the planet to have visitors and come together worshipping the sounds of Frank Brettschneider.
The entire world of sound comes to Superbooth.
Yeah.
But the first time me and Taylor, my buddy who I'd started Mordax with, we came to Berlin to play music in 2004, and the soundtrack was Comet Gold.
Wow.
Listening, on the ice train coming to Berlin. And then, so many years later, more than 10 years later, got to meet Frank, and it was a real honor that he was a customer of ours right early.
Wow. So you're really
full circle.
Back there. That's amazing.
Yeah, I remember we played at the NBI. Do you know this place?
Yes.
Yeah.
You played there.
You played there.
The NBI. No way.
2004.
I don't believe you. Wow, 2004. And what was the show like? What was your music?
IDM.
No.
Yeah.
Who did you play with?
Me and Taylor, my buddy.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
A long time ago.
And did you bring Taylor to Superbooth?
He'll be here on Friday. Last year he worked the booth with me.
But
he and his wife just moved to Berlin last year. So they're locals now.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have you. There's a question that I can't let you... Well, I was maybe keeping this to the end, but there's one question that I have to ask you before I ask you anything else, because otherwise all my friends are going to scold me for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Is there actually Mordax data firmware upgrade somewhere?
I have different firmware, but for the public, no. This is private firmware for me.
Give me the firmware.
Pry it from my cold dead hands.
Okay.
No, I intend to release the new firmware at some point, but I've been busy working on something else, a new module.
Yes.
Which is different for us.
Just as unbelievable as
the new
firmware. That's crazy. And you have brought something, a little small suitcase here with you.
Yeah, I have a little pod with the siren in it.
Maybe you can.
Do we have audio?
Maybe we have audio. A little
audio low.
Ah yeah, there's a noise coming. So,
da ist was. Jo.
Shout out to 4MS for the part. Classic small skiff unit.
Yes, this is the sounds of the siren, the mythical wave tables.
Oh, this is nice. Jero, das klingt so ein bisschen nach Wavetable-Synthese.
Na, ich habe ja noch so einen alten, dreckigen Wavetable, den wahrscheinlich Stahlbauschlosser gemacht haben. Du kennst den. NW1 heißt der von Waldorf. Der hat ein. Das Panel ist schwerer als alles andere. Aber egal. Hört sich gut an, das Teil. Schön weich.
I like the stereo-ness of it.
Yeah, it's a stereo wavetable oscillator. Has an animate parameter, which creates this sort of chorusing effect.
You had an interesting story to tell. It is a collaboration with an anonymous developer.
Yeah. So he had made the siren originally a couple years ago, and he had made only 100 or so of them, and people really like it, and so. They want more sirens, but he is a genius engineer. He's a crazy guy and has a very crazy day job. I look forward to the future if he could be not anonymous. He has good reasons for his anonymity presently, but hopefully one day he can be more public facing and can tell his story. But yeah, he's a busy guy, and he doesn't want to be making hardware all the time. I understand. So he asked me at Superbooth a year or two ago if I would collaborate with him to redesign the user interface and to produce it on a wider scale, bring the siren to the masses. And so that is what we are doing now.
Und es sieht auch sehr schön aus. Drei schwarze Schieberegler mit grünen Leuchtdioden, die im Takt blinken. And it's a very smooth control process. There's no aliasing.
Oh, there's some aliasing.
There is aliasing.
Yeah, but it can do both.
Can you lean into it a bit more? Ah, there it is.
Yeah, we can see. Yeah, it's digital oscillators. There's 21 oscillators, each side, left and right, stereo. Just a lot of different tones you can get out of it. Say it's a world of sound in 12 HP.
This is like becoming like an NPR radio episode. Do you like to put some Desmodus Versio on that normally?
Oh yeah, it really is nice when you add some effects here. But yeah, it's a time warp, man. You can just spend a lot of time playing with these waveforms, surfing the waves, the sirens call, you will come to the islands and you will never leave.
Einundzwanzig Oszillatoren links und rechts.
Das ist doch nur Software, da kann man doch alles virtualisieren.
But yeah, it's just a 12 HP module and we have it with a Maths and a Desmosis Versio and a Pico DSP. So just a small skiff and you can drone out and lose yourself on the island.
It's a very lovely island to be.
And it can get kind of noisy,
Aber so ist das hier beim Super Radio, bei der Super Booth. Das ist auch manchmal ein bisschen krachig. Das ist eigentlich ein schöner Eindruck davon, wie das ist, hier durch die Hallen zu laufen. Das ist also 300 kleine Tische, überall steht ein kleiner Kollege mit Case, der Geräusche macht. Und das ist jetzt nur einer davon. Schöne Töne.
Na, soll ich mal die Hintergrundgeräusche ausmachen?
Ja, mach doch mal die Hintergrundgeräusche aus.
Maybe another question.
because you just mentioned you have like 21 oscillators.
Yeah.
How are they tuned? Is there some magic behind it, or do you imply any chords or stuff
yeah,
like
so
that?
Yeah, you've already heard this. Mm-hmm. The X parameter on here, the slider, is the chord stacking.
Ah, okay.
And it's currently they are tuned only in just intonation. That's why it has this kind of strange ethereal sound. We're looking at adding equal temperament as well to this. But yeah, this parameter here, the X, will change the... We'll turn off some of these things.
Obvious, yeah.
Yeah. And then you can sequence this as well. So yeah, it is a chord oscillator. And then, yeah, the design of this is still kind of over my head, but he used a Siren machine learning model. And you would input like a ramp, and then you train it on the wavetable single cycles. And then when you're not interpolating the time of the samples necessarily, but you're interpolating the model parameters.
Oh, wow, it's kind of badass.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, but he's a crazy mathematician guy, so.
And maybe last question about the module, because Christian, you just mentioned it. Is there any hidden feature, maybe?
a hidden feature? Well, right now, when it turns on, let's see if I can do this. Is it, do we have audio?
Yep.
Ambient music police.
Very good.
That's the only hidden thing right now.
Awesome. Awesome.
Super nice. Wow. Respect. Wow, friend. That's
yeah,
amazing.
So we're still working on it. We're getting feedback here. This is the first time we're showing it at Super Booth in public, getting inputs, people who have never seen it, people who have the old Siren. The design space will be open for a few more months, and then we will finalize everything and try to get it ready for production. We hope to have it out by the end of the year.
It's pretty textbook Super Booth presentation style, with very lovely music. Very nice
yeah.
to meet you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Do you... This is maybe, okay, we have about 4 more minutes to get through this, but may I ask, you are manufacturing in the United States?
We do the final assembly
yes.
in the office in the States, but our PCBA is currently done in Riga, Latvia.
I see.
We moved over there after last Super Booth I went to visit.
I have to thematize this because I don't want to torture all the manufacturers individually, but get this out maybe on the public. Do you have? Are you already feeling a kind of repercussion, hesitation? Kind of how can the artists buying the modules support this, or do you have hesitations shipping modules over here? Do you plan to move productions or something like this?
Oh, the goal is to have units that we produce in Latvia could go from Latvia to European stores, to Schneider's elsewhere. We don't have that set up quite yet, but that would be the goal in the future. But yeah, things are so uncertain now. Everybody's feeling the crunch, but I do feel kind of lucky that we moved our PCBA from China to Latvia last summer, and that turned out to be a good move, even though we're getting hit with tariffs. They're not as insane as the Chinese tariffs.
Is there a sentence to be said about Chinese tariffs affecting manufacturing of Eurorack modules?
In general, yeah, because majority of my colleagues, you know, manufacture their boards in China, and so everyone's getting hit hard, and it's just so uncertain that you cannot plan when things are changing every few days. So
it becomes this thing of when you are sure what you want to build, you buy in bulk at the moment, wait for a little bit, and then you have to sort of
I have some friends, they had
demand.
Runs in China in motion, and then all these things happen, and all of a sudden their whole pricing structure changes just overnight. So it's a big problem for everybody.
I have refrained from asking prices of manufacturers, and I will for this module as well. But
we don't have the price nailed down yet,
for sure.
So hopefully we'll know the final cost in the next few months, but not sure yet.
Well, Brendan, it's been very nice talking to you. Thank you for the music. Thank you for the equipment.
Thank you so much for having me and letting me drone out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very
wow,
nice.
Nice. I guess we have to disconnect you, and there's a little bit more music.